program is available 7 days a week to help you arrange for your free pickup. It's easy, it's free, and it matters. Donate at kfai.careasy.org or call 855-277-2346.
Let's walk. Programming on KFAI is supported in part by The Dakota, presenting Madeline Peru, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Madeline Peru returns to the Dakota stage, bringing truth, beauty, music, and her latest album, Let's Walk, her first album of new material in 6 years. With all songs co-written by Madeline, it's a lyrically personal statement that musically blends jazz, blues, folk, gospel, and chanson, all with Madeline's trademark vocals. More information about Madeline Peru at The Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
It's true, I wear a collar and a tie. I make the wind blow all the while. They say I do it. Ain't nobody caught me. You sure got to prove it on me.
Take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
Chocolate-covered rainbows. Black boys, get on down, down.
Every G&L has a New York tale to tell. The Stonewall was everyone.
Let them take you and make you invisible.
Good evening and welcome to Fresh Fruit, the longest-running weekly queer radio program in the country, every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. I'm your host, Dixie Treichel. Tonight on Fresh Fruit, my guest is Tony Enos. He is a Philadelphia-based, two-spirit, multiracial, HIV-positive, international pop recording artist. Tony is a two-time Native American Music Award nominee and has performed at the Kennedy Center, Carnegie Hall's Arts Festival, and Pride Festivals, among other venues. He's also written and produced for other artists, stage and screen, including scoring and producing the soundtrack for the Amazon Prime feature film, Snow Falling on Pumpkins. With his recent seventh studio album, The Boss, he celebrates 20 years of living with HIV. I spoke with Tony via phone last week. Tony Enos, welcome to Fresh Fruit.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you and I appreciate your time.
Well, you are a wonderful musician and you have a new album out called The Boss, Why don't you tell us a little bit about the album, and then we'll get a little bit of your background.
Sure thing, and thank you for your kind words. I appreciate that. The album was released on what I'm calling my 20th posiversary. So 20 years ago, 2 weeks before my birthday that year, I was diagnosed with HIV. And at that time, it was really the single biggest heartbreak of my life. You know, it was like a movie, you know, like when you see things like that in a movie, it was devastating. So all these years later, and the good thing is I have 18 years in public health under my belt also. So really having a good understanding of it, doing a lot of advocacy and activism work in the HIV field, I kind of matured into it, I guess. And so now instead of being sad on that day, I celebrate, hey, I'm still going, like, you know. So I've always joked and said, you know, HIV's been living with me for 20 years. I'm the boss. I'll always be the boss. And so when I wanted to do something for that 20-year posiversary, and we talked about it, and I was like, I should cover the ball, you know, in addition to, like, sort of the one-liner, like, that song has been, it's kept me going since I was a kid, growing up through bullying, you know, getting through school, coming into my own. That's one of those songs that has been sort of a support. It's a weight bearing wall for me, that song, all these years. So covering it and having it in my catalog now is really an honor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What do you have to say about the current situation with folks with HIV and AIDS, and how do you think the music can help heal them?
I'm trying to not project too much of my own feeling onto the, but I do think we are in a reparative stage. And what I mean by that is there's so much hurt and pain from the past that needs attention, that needs healing. As we go into this U equals U phase, I had done an internship for youth in New York City. It was an HIV organization internship. And I had shown them the movie Philadelphia. And mm-hmm. It was so foreign to them. And I hope it always will be foreign. I hope that we will never walk that way again. But, you know, it really is looked at as any other chronic illness. You know, people are really getting more familiar, thank God, with the U equals U message. Undetectable equals untransmittable. So people who are living with HIV and virally suppressed by their medicine cannot transmit HIV. And sort of that's where they are. So Philadelphia, the 80s and the 90s, it was so foreign to them. And I was grateful for that. So I think we're repairing a lot of the sociopolitical, socioeconomic, social, emotional trauma that we've carried from the 80s and the 90s into today. And one of the things I would love to see here in Philly, in that spirit, a lot of the ashes of the bodies of those first wave AIDS victims whose families disowned them, mm-hmm. you know, so that their bodies were cremated, and the ashes are still sitting in crematories unclaimed. Okay. And to me, that's devastating. Yes. Mm. And so I would really like to see an HIV AIDS monument and memorial here in Philadelphia, and to see those ashes claimed and repatriated in a good way and with honor and mm-hmm. the dignity that they were denied, having their families, you know, disowned them on their deathbed or after they passed.
Yeah.
So that's where I think we are.
Yeah. Well, there's a project for you if you want to do a, you know, benefit concert or get a whole bunch of musicians together to raise money to do that. That's a great idea.
Absolutely. It's something that I've been kicking around for a while, and I'm getting closer and closer to it and trying to see if this administration in Philadelphia, I know there's been a lot of challenges for this administration, but you know, it's all about timing, so we'll see.
Here's the title track from the new album, The Boss.
Who's the boss? Who's the boss? Now. Who's the boss? Who's the boss? Now. Who's the boss? Who's the boss? Now. Who's the boss? Who's the boss? Now.
Step plan to prove it. Got in my pocket, but both falling fine. Well, love had to show me one thing. I was
so bright,
so bright. Thought I could turn emotion on off. I was
so sure,
so sure.
But love dawned on me.
Who was the boss? I defy anyone who claimed that I didn't control whatever moved in my soul. I contempt touched in light. Just because you fell for me,
why should I feel uptight?
When love had to show me one day, I was
so right,
so right. Thought I could turn emotion
on and off.
I was
so sure,
I was so, so sure.
Who's the boss? Now. Who's the boss? Who's the boss? Now. Who's the boss? Who's the boss? Now.
That was the song The Boss from the album The Boss, out now by Tony Enos. Well, we're talking about HIV. Now, how does that play out in then your new album? Is there like a theme through the album about, you know, positivity, or is it just kind of a mix of different styles?
I think it's a mix of different styles and that it's a pop record.
Okay.
It is a bit of a Phoenix vibe, which I tend to, sweets for the sweet, I guess, I tend to go with and enjoy. In addition to that, I have, you know, I'm an abuse survivor. Had some unhealthy relationships with three of my exes who were really, they had a lot of substance challenges. Growing up with a father who also had those substance challenges. So there was a bit of healing to be done on this record. It kind of takes us through those colors and those moods. And then I feel like the end is very, how do you say? There's a lot of gratitude and empowerment by the end of the record. So but I think that's the overarching vibe, is that it's an empowering record. Even when you are holding those rageful or angry feelings, you're saying, hey, this is a part of me. I'm not going to suppress it at the price of my own health. I'm going to talk about it and give it a new job and a new purpose and heal through it. And I think that's the power of music, and the medicine of music is that it can help you heal through things, give it a new job, give it a new purpose, do away with it completely if you feel that that's the healthiest thing. So that, I think those are the values of this record.
Yeah. Well, tell us about how you got started and how being a gay two-spirit person influences your music.
Sure. You know, it's funny, as I was just having this conversation with somebody the other day. Everybody holds their two-spirit identity differently, you know, in our Native American and Indigenous communities. And for me, I always say, you know, kind of to look at me, I'm pretty male presenting, but there's a mother in me. There's a maternal energy in me. And so that's the way I hold it. That's the intersectionality for me. And so I think that, and having that maternalistic view on life, how precious it is, how precarious it is, has informed a lot of my political views, and then more over my political music. Mm-hmm. Walking the two-spirit road with my two-spirit community definitely has informed, like I said, my more political music and my more political views. Mm-hmm. But I started out, I released my first album, Did It Right, in 2008, 2009. I started a very small label here in Philadelphia, because I was with a record company before that, who, it was just a really bad fit. It was a bad marriage. It was a 3-year contract. So to be let out of it, I had to agree not to record in the industry for 3 years. So I sat for 3 years and I thought, this is so stupid. I'll never do this again. I'll never give somebody the upper hand, you know, or the control over my music and my career. Started my own label. And I think The Boss is my 7th studio album. So going strong, thank goodness. And as the years have gone on, I am really grateful to be an independent artist, because all of my political music would have never saw the light of day if I was with a major record label. You know, that would have got kiboshed so quickly, you know, and that has been a huge part of my voice as an artist. Sometimes it's all I can do. Mm-hmm. I can't get in the streets and yell and kick and scream and protest at every protest, but I can write a song about it, and I can try and foster healing through that. Music has been a tremendous part of my activism also.
Mm-hmm. And what is the name of your record label?
Lil T Entertainment.
On your albums, are most of your songs written by you then? Is that what you prominently do? Are you a singer-songwriter and producer?
Definitely a singer-songwriter and producer. I really do take a great pride in my musicianship. I think because all I ever wanted was to be a self-sufficient musician. You know, I worked with great producers, but there's always that struggle of conveying an idea. Mm-hmm. So it's great to be able to do it all myself. And then, you know, of course, if I am covering a song like The Boss, like Ain't a Mountain High Enough and I Will Survive, you know, then those are covers. But predominantly, yeah, I'd say 95, if not more, percent of my music is I've written it.
Mm-hmm. And so when you're writing a song, what comes first? Do you have words that come into your head, or does the melody pop into your head, or how did you go about writing your song?
It can happen different. I'm good for hearing something, and I go, gee, that would be a good name for a song. Sometimes a line will just come to me in my head. Sometimes I'll hear a melody. I had recently did a film for Amazon called Snowfalling on Pumpkins. I had a small role in it, and I scored the film, and I wrote the theme song, which is also called Snowfalling on Pumpkins. And when I first signed on, it was called Rain Falling on Pumpkins. And so the director sent me the promo that he was going to use for the first round of promotion, and it was literally just rain fall hitting pumpkins. But there was something about the rhythm of the raindrops that I saw as it hit the pumpkin, and this melody just came into my head. This dun, 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 the way the raindrops were falling. And I was like, I think this is the theme song. And I sat in Starbucks and wrote it in 15 minutes. And I was like, his name is Jeff London. He's a wonderful writer and director. I said, hey, I think I got your theme song. And I came home and I played it for him on my guitar. And he really dug it. And so that's how that came about. But so it could be really anything. I try to be really open to inspiration. Even if I get something and I'm like, I don't know about this, I really try to give it a fair shake before I decide that it's not going to work.
Here's Snow Falling on Pumpkins.
What good is this life God gave us anyway? I must have passed a thousand times. Why get out of the bed another day? I can't control the hands of time. One moment so dear, the next minute you're here. The missing piece that made it all clear. It hit me like the snow falling on pumpkins. It struck me like the lightning from the sky. It came to me in a voice so sweet and so clear and true. What I've been searching for all my life, it's you. I know it's part of the plan anyway, to surrender it all in time. Is it too much to ask to live a day when I'm just glad to be alive? So bittersweet, but nothing can compete with your sweet love that made me see. It hit me like the snow falling on pumpkins. It struck me like the lightning from the sky. It came to me in a voice so sweet and so clear and true. What I've been searching for all my life, it's you. One moment so dear, the next minute you're here. The missing piece that made it all clear. It hit me like the snow falling on pumpkins. It struck me like the lightning. It hit me like the snow falling on pumpkins. It struck me like the lightning from the sky. It came to me in a voice so sweet and so clear and true. What I've been searching for all my life, it's you.
That was Snow Falling on Pumpkins from the album The Boss. It's also the theme song for the movie of the same name that is out now on Amazon and Gabinch TV. I saw a screener of the film and found it heartwarming with humor and empathy. It's about a gay couple and their journey when one man is diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. The score by Tony Enos is wonderful with its subtle melodies that create a blanket of warmth throughout the film. The feature is making its film festival debut at the San Francisco Queer Film Fest on August 22nd as the centerpiece movie of the festival. It will also be at Cinema Diverse, the LGBTQ film festival in Palm Springs in September. You're listening to Fresh Fruit on KFAI Community Radio, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, on Dakota land, on the beautiful West Bank in Minneapolis, and around the world at kfai.org. This is Dixie Treichel, and I'm speaking with award-winning two-spirit musician Tony Enos about his new album, The Boss. So the first track on the album is Pride. Why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. It really is a song about just, I think, a healthy way to carry one's pride. And in the LGBTQ2S community, I don't know that we're really taught that from an early age. And again, it's something that I've grown and matured into myself. And so it's just my outlook on that. Now I really like the line in the second verse. It says, I don't look up to no one, but I don't look down on no one either. It's really even keeled advice. Mm-hmm. I don't judge my value by what others think. I have too much love inside of me. You know, I found my pride. And I think really getting in touch with that, the fact that you are divine love incarnate in the flesh, what more important truth is there after that? What could really touch you after that or bring you down? Things may sting a little bit when you hear them, but I think if you come back to that universal truth, I think it's easy to carry your pride in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Here's the song Pride.
Up in the morning, and I stomp right on the devil's head. At night I count my blessings, then I get up and do it all again. And I don't judge my value by what others think. I've got too much love inside me. I got love, bitch, I got pride.
And I don't judge my value by what others think. I've got too much love inside me.
I
found my pride.
That was the track "Pride" from The Boss. Now you have you tour around, is that right? And you've performed
yes.
at Carnegie Hall and the Kennedy Center. Tell us a little bit about your touring and performances.
Sure. The Carnegie Hall performance, it was at the Carnegie Hall's Arts Festival, but it wasn't actually in Carnegie Hall, so I just didn't want to misrepresent them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I did perform at the Kennedy Center, which was really great. And getting to stand on that stage and talk about U equals U and HIV to an audience that maybe wouldn't normally hear that and that kind of message. That was kind of like the triumph of that show. But I love performing. It's why I'm in this business, the opportunity to connect with people, to connect through music. You know, the Boss is a great, I have a blast performing it live to the point where I just forget. I was watching one tape back and I was like, that was just too much. It was too big. I was performing too big for the space because it's just a blast. And I've waited 42 years to have this song and to perform it. But yeah, there are certain songs that I just love performing live, and that's now definitely one of them. But yeah, the opportunity to connect with people and so many people at one time through music, I love it.
Do you have backup musicians with you, or are you creating your music electronically?
I usually just perform with the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
The fun part, and especially if it's a bigger show, like 45 minutes to an hour or 90 minutes, if there's a projections screen behind me, then I get to have visuals and I could do different video packages during quick changes. So that's like the ideal, how do you say, scenario for me. I rarely get to perform with live musicians, but it's a blast when I do. I actually, so you know, the writers of Ain't a Mountain High Enough and mm-hmm. The Boss, Valerie Simpson and Nicholas Ashford, I performed at their bar in New York City some years ago. It's called Sugar Bar, and I performed with their house band, and they
Ooh,
were
nice.
Incredible. It was one of my favorite shows that I've ever played. They were wonderful. So when I do get to perform with live musicians, it's great.
That sounds really great.
Yeah.
Being a queer artist, is it still as difficult today to get your music played on a regular radio station as I know it once was?
Yes, I think perhaps for some different reasons. I think to the you know, the format and the industry has changed so much, and now there's such a saturation of us, which is great. You know, sometimes, you know, you'll do a Pride show one year and you get so much money, and next year you get a little less because there's some more performers. But if everybody could eat, that's great. So I think it's kind of one of those things. The market is a little bit more saturated, and there's so many of us like, hey, play my music, please. It's a little less because of, you know, the prejudice. And now there's more wonderful people like yourself who are at the table,
yeah.
who are saying, hey, this is important and we're going to hold space for this. So deal with it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we have a lot more folks, thank God,
mm-hmm.
At the table and in those rooms making space and holding space mm-hmm. than we did some years ago. And what's funny was we had them, they were just in the closet and afraid to hold the space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely it's changed in a good way. But the challenges are still there, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's so great that, you know, people like you could start your own record label.
Well, thank you.
And produce your own music, you know, whereas at one point that was not a possibility for people.
Right.
So
yeah, it's definitely a good position to be in.
Your new album, The Boss, is now out. And where can people find it?
Anywhere you like to stream music. It's on all the platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon. So wherever you like to stream and download music, search Tony Enos, The Boss, and it's me in a big old Pharaoh headdress, and it'll come up.
That is a great picture, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's an illustrated picture.
Is that the official cover for the album?
That is the official cover, yeah.
Okay. The clothes are wonderful in that, and that's great headdress on. And
yeah.
Now, that looks like it's very Egyptian-oriented. Is that what I'm thinking?
It is. Okay. Yeah, that's the vibe.
Is the boss has some kind of an Egyptian influence or
not the boss track in of itself?
No, I mean the album.
Palestinian and Jordanian, I love my Middle Eastern and Arabic music, and there's a song called "Silver from the Moon," which is very. That's pretty much all. It's like Egyptian pop. So a pop song, you know, mm-hmm. our pop song. And that's a lot of fun. And that's a fun one to do live, too. But I really enjoy that one. The percussion is very Arabic and Middle Eastern. The strings are very Arab and have a lot of Arab and Middle Eastern influences. So mm-hmm. if you get a chance to check that one out, that's definitely the vibe for that song.
Okay. All right. That
yeah. And The Chosen also has a lot of Arabic and Middle Eastern influence. There's a sitar and the percussion, the sort of the soundscape. So yeah, that mm-hmm. influence is definitely there. All of me is on the record.
All right. Here's Silver from the Moon and The Chosen.
Yalla, yalla, yalla. Yalla, yalla, yalla. Yalla 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 yalla.
Oh, happy my day. Today is my day. I've waited all day. Yeah. Just to hold you in my arms. Your touch is like wine. To you, I would be satisfied. Yeah, making love to you every night. Do you know what you do to me when I'm in your arms? I can't resist your kiss, and I'm helpless to your charms. Just one look in your eyes, and your body pressed against mine. And now the room is spinning. The silver from the moon drips. The stars fall to the ground, baby. Look what I found. The love is so clear. But they're higher than the ceiling. The silver from the moon drips. The stars fall to the ground, baby. Look what I found. Apple of my eye, yeah. Before I leave you, I would die. Do you know what you do to me when I'm in your arms? I can't resist your kiss, and I'm helpless to your charms. Just one look in your eyes, and your body's pressed against mine. And now the room is spinning. The silver from the moon drips.
the stars fall to the ground, baby, look what I've had. A love that's so new, they're higher than the ceiling. The silver from the moon drips. The stars fall to the ground, baby, look what I've found.
Yalla, yalla, yeah, yalla. Yalla, yalla, yeah, yalla. Yalla, yalla, yeah, yalla. Yalla, yalla. Yalla, yalla, yeah, yalla. Yalla, yalla, yeah, yalla. Yalla, yalla, yeah, yalla. Yalla, yalla.
And now the room is spinning. We're higher than the ceiling. The silver from the moon drips. The stars fall to the ground, baby. Look what I've found. Love is so new. We're higher than the ceiling. The silver from the moon drips. The stars fall to the ground, baby. Look what I've found. The silver from the moon drips. The silver from the moon drips. The silver from the moon drips. The stars fall to the ground, baby. Look what I've found.
Yalla, yalla, yeah, yalla. Yalla, yalla, yeah, yalla. Yalla, yalla, yeah, yalla. Yalla, yalla.
Something bigger than me. Who's gonna fight for love? Who's gonna tell the truth when they won't? It's us, the few, the chosen. Who's gonna light the dark? Who'll heal the souls and in the hearts when they want? It's us, the few, the chosen. It's us, the few, the chosen. I am not my pain, I'm not my scars, and I know God can see me inside my heart. And the sun is gonna shine, I am here for something divine. Keep going, I believe I'm part of something bigger than me. Who's gonna fight for love? Who's gonna tell the truth when they won't? It's us, the few, the chosen. Who's gonna light the dark? Who'll heal the souls and mend the hearts when they want? It's us, the few, the chosen. It's us, the few, the chosen. We who believe in now, we who believe in now, the power of love. You hold the world in your hand. Your plan is greater than my plan. Grace of God, there go I. Who's gonna fight for love? Who's gonna tell the truth when they won't? When they won't? It's us, the few, the chosen. Gonna light the dark. Who'll heal the souls and in the hearts when they won't? It's us, the few, the chosen.
That was Silver from the Moon and The Chosen by Tony Enos from the album The Boss. This is Dixie Treichel. You're listening to Fresh Fruit on KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org. On your new album, The Boss, is there one of the songs that is a favorite of yours?
I do enjoy listening to the Una Mountain High Enough cover on there, and we did it how Diana Ross does it live, which is sort of going from the Do You Know theme from Mahogany into Una Mountain High Enough. And it was sort of modeled after a particular live version. I always prefer the live versions of things. They're a little faster. And so we modeled it after a particular live version that she had. And I really do enjoy that song. And I think that's the song that has meant the most to me. Mm-hmm. I just turned 42. For 42 years, as far back as I can remember, yeah. It's always been sort of a declaration of self. How do you say, you know, the onus to keep oneself going, that self-empowerment. So I actually do enjoy that one. My sister singing backup vocals on that and The Boss, and she did such a great job, and I enjoy the production. It has great movement. It's a little faster than the original record that Diana Ross did in the, I think it was the 70s. I think she left the Supremes in the late 60s. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy that one. I really do. But that song is the single-handed, and I guess The Boss would come after that.
Where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? Do you get what you're hoping for? When you look behind you, there's no open doors. What are you hoping for? Do you know? Now, looking back at all we planned, we let so many dreams just slip through our hands. Why must we wait so long? Oh, see how sad the answers to those questions can be. Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? Call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No wind, no wind, no rain.
No rain, no winter's cold. Can't stop me, babe, baby. Any of my goals. I know you must follow the sun wherever it leads.
But remember, if you should fall short of your desires, remember life holds for you one guarantee. You have me.
Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from you. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
That was Do You Know Where You're Going To? Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Tony, if people want to find out more about you, what is your website?
My website is TonyEnosMusic.com, TonyEnosMusic.com. And, you know, all the usual carrying on, all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, or formerly Twitter, the artist formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram, at Tony Enos, just at TonyEnos.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have coming up next? What's your next project?
I'm going to bed. But no, I'm actually working on a gay Christmas film. So it's about a gentleman who grew up as an orphan. And now is trying to sort of give back, and a lot of peril ensues in that giving back. So it's a drama comedy, but it's a lot of fun. And we're working on the soundtrack too. So it's called Mr. Christmas. So hopefully within the next 2 years we can get that out.
All right, is that something that's going to be on YouTube or Netflix or something like that?
We're trying to go the Amazon route, so hopefully okay. Amazon, and we may get some other players like Netflix. And
cool.
In the meanwhile, so if anybody from Netflix is listening, call me Jesus.
All right, Tony Enos, thank you so much for coming on Fresh Fruit.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. That was Tony Enos, a Philadelphia-based two-spirit, multiracial, HIV-positive, international pop recording artist and CEO of Lil T Entertainment, LLC. This is Fresh Fruit. I'm Dixie Trichel. I love supporting queer LGBTQ2S+ artists and community members by giving them airtime and an opportunity to share their voice and issues here on Fresh Fruit. We'll be starting our fall pledge drive in September, but you can donate anytime at kfai.org. Support queer radio and community radio. And we still have some time left, so I'm going to play a couple of earlier songs of Tony's. We'll hear Growing Up Gay and Two Spirit. And thanks for listening to Fresh Fruit. Trevor Ramo Fa 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 is up next.
Started out when I was 17. People said I should man up and be me. Before I'd even figured out that part, folks already had an image where I should start.
Hold up, excuse me, who the f*** is he? Yeah. I didn't agree to something, never agreed to nothing, never agreed to be something I know. While everyone else is pretending, comfortable make-believing, I gotta be me, I'll never be something I know.
find yourself a sport to play. Just do anything but end up
growing up gay.
Find yourself a girl and settle down. It's a phase anyway, you'll come around.
Hold up to you here, just how dumb you sound.
Oh, didn't agree to something, never agreed to nothing.
Never agreed to be
something I know.
While everyone else is pretending,
comfortable make-believe.
Gotta be me, I'll never be
something I know.
Showdown with little children every day. Girls for boys, so with the G.I. Joe, because God forbid he should be gay. Places for girls
and the places at home,
raising men who have never been taught to be. Anything she needs,
no one can chart a path for you to thine own self be true.
Didn't agree to something, never agreed to nothing.
Never agreed to be
something I know.
While everyone else is pretending,
comfortable make-believe.
I gotta be me, I'll never be
something I know.
Didn't agree to something, never agreed to nothing.
Never agreed to be
something I know.
While everyone else is pretending,
comfortable make-believe.
I gotta be me, I'll never be
something I know.
Yeah.
and I reclaim all.